This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Karen, it's K-A-R-E-N Smith. Date of birth, January 8th, 1956. Dear Miss Barnhart, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Smith, who was seen in consultation on January 30th of this year for rapidly increasing levels of creatinine, which was thought to be secondary to long-term use of proton pump inhibitors, namely Prevacid. She did stop that medication when she saw us on January 30th, and she's had labs done since then. From prior to the consult, creatinine was as high as 1.95, then January 31st, 1.71. Most recently, creatinine was 1.72, so it is slightly better after stopping the proton pump inhibitor. She also changed her diet, drinks a much less dark-colored soda, and doesn't eat chocolate and spicy foods, and so she's not having heartburn symptoms. If she does need anything, she uses a Pepcid 10 milligram and rarely even uses that. So she's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath secondary to COPD, but it is stable, no recent illnesses, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, she's on Trelegy Ellipta, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, albuterol per nebulizer as needed, and Pepcid 10 milligram, usually once a day if needed, and that is rarely used. And she uses no nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight is 202 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done 3-6 of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.72. Estimated GFR is 32. Calcium 9.3. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. She did have a small amount of protein when we did a random urine protein of 18, and normal range is 0 to 12. But when we did a 24-hour urine for protein, that was normal at 0.16. She also had multiple specialty tests, and all were negative. And she had a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, right kidney 10 centimeters without cysts, hydronephrosis, or calculi. Left kidney is smaller at 9 centimeters. There was a 2.4 centimeter simple cyst in that kidney and another smaller simple cyst. And there were no calculi, no masses, no hydronephrosis. Bladder had 26 mLs pre- and post-residual. So unremarkable. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, she has a small left kidney per ultrasound. Three, hypertension is currently well controlled. Four, COPD also stable. The patient will continue to get monthly lab studies done for us. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.